Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Had that one, didn't I? Had it. Didn't win it. A number of reasons. Bottom line, Browns had a football game they could have won, they didn't, and now 10 straight games where the offense has scored 17 or fewer points. That's problematic. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Andy Baskin.
Yeah, that goes back a little bit. It's difficult to swallow yesterday's game. I'm sorry. And by the way, Kevin Stefanski lost a lot of supporters, I think, by the way things shook out. But you also have to look at a defense that gave up a big drive at the end of the game to give it up. They always want to talk about, you know, the complimentary football. Complimentary football. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that in the last 5 years. Complimentary. The special teams. The defense. The offense. Well, guess what? The fourth estate let them down yesterday, and I thought that was coaching. So I don't. It's an interesting conundrum I think they're in right now, and I think that people that were kind of toeing the line on Kevin and Kevin's future here are leaning towards, hey, maybe they need some new thought process. But again, you're sitting on two first-round draft picks next year. You're trying to figure out what this year is all about. You're trying to figure out if you've got a quarterback. I watched a kid play yesterday that I thought was pretty good, but at the end of the game, that number was 17, and it's not any better than what Joe Flacco has been able to do.
Or Jameis Winston. Or DTR.
Yeah, I'm just looking at guys on the current roster. So yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Jameis was able to get over it. Jameis had a couple 30-point games.
And then there. Then he had some that weren't.
Yeah.
So it's 10 straight games of 17 or fewer points. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good NFL head coach. I think the timeout situation yesterday is one that he, if he doesn't regret, he should. We'll explain that as we go. I wouldn't make any kind of a coaching move. I like Kevin. I think he's a good coach. We've all been around this too long. This is the type of stuff that gets people fired. And this is the type of stuff that gets people fired. You've gone 10 straight games scoring 17 or fewer points. It's not Kevin's fault that they coughed up first-round draft choices for a quarterback who came in and didn't play very well for them. It's not Kevin's fault that that quarterback tore his Achilles and then tore it again. It's not Kevin's fault that he was given Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders to work with. It's not Kevin's fault that they gave him Jerry Jeudy and called him a number one wide receiver, and gave him Cedric Tillman and called him a number two wide receiver, and said, here's Isaiah Bond. He didn't go through training camp. Here's Jamari Thrash. Good luck. That's not Kevin's fault.
I mean, if we're going to dig up old bones, it's kind of hard not to look at Tampa Bay and see where their quarterback is 4-1. He's got 8 touchdown passes. He's like in the top 5 in passing yards. And he used to wear a Cleveland Browns jersey and was pretty loyal until the organization didn't want to be loyal to him. Now, was he mature or not mature? I don't know.
That's all well and good. Let me give you a different thought on that team.
Okay.
That team had Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
Those guys aren't playing. I mean, he's got injured guys
now. Hold on.
Okay.
This is not about Baker Mayfield.
For me, it is.
Okay, you go ahead with that.
I will.
It's about this. They had Mike Evans. They had Chris Godwin. They had Jalen McMillan, three wide receivers who were better than anybody the Browns have.
True, that's true.
And they went out and drafted another in Emeka Ogbuka.
And he's looking like a
Looking like a stud.
Yes, he is.
They had three guys who were better than the Browns, anybody the Browns have, and went out and drafted another one better than anybody the Browns have. They have running backs. The Browns have a running back. They keep adding to the skill positions, and this team doesn't. And that's not the head coach's fault. But people pay the price when teams do things like the Browns are doing right now. And I just think that we should all pay attention to this. I also think this, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing happens here right now,
mm-hmm.
and again, I don't think it should. If nothing happens now, I think that's telling. And I say that for this reason. This is the type of a situation that gets coaches fired. It's also the type of a situation that gets general managers fired.
Yeah, yesterday was.
And if nothing happens here and they go on with business as usual, I think that tells you a lot about where the organization is. That they're thinking long term, that they think this is not the team this year, but we think it might be the team in a year or two. And that's why we're not making any changes. So I just think we should all pay attention here. Again, I think Kevin Stefanski is a good football coach. I like him. I want him as coach of this franchise. The timeout thing yesterday, I think he blew it. I think that was bad.
You can't have an 11-second drive when you've got the lead. Like they played... They played not to win. I'm sorry. They played not to win. I know that's kind of a twist on the way people look at it, but
they played not to lose, and they lost.
They find different ways to lose, or whether that's Kevin's fault or the history of this organization since 1999. That yesterday, you're right, Jeff. I mean, this is the kind of, if this was game 17 and they were in Pittsburgh, guys would be told to find their own ride home. Let's be honest. And you wouldn't be surprised if they would leave somebody in London if this was week 17.
Andy, the Haslams have fired coaches for less.
Yeah, way less.
Again,
I do think...
I don't think the guy should be removed. I like him. I think he's a good coach. He's not been given a ton to work with. And I think if things remain in place, I think that's telling about the organization. And I don't think that's even a bad thing. All I know is this isn't working. And... You know, I go back to three things for yesterday's loss, Andy.
Okay.
Your first four possessions of the fourth quarter. Oh, my God. Three and out. Five plays, one first down, three and out. You ran, 14 plays and picked up 30 yards. If you pick up two first downs.
You win the game.
You probably win the football game.
Yes.
Instead, the offense was God awful in the fourth quarter. That's one. Number two, I had a coach reach out to me this morning and said, went back and watched that final drive three times. I don't care about the timeouts. I don't care about the offense not doing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You got to make a stop. You can't let an injured Carson Wentz lead the Minnesota Vikings 10 plays, 80 yards to win a football game. That's absolutely true. The defense had been pretty good. Defense down in when it mattered most.
Yeah, when it mattered the most, they didn't make the play. But then again, and I didn't look at time of possession from yesterday's game. How long? What did you? I don't know if you saw that or not. But
it was even at halftime, real close.
I just, you know, you look at a game like that, and you're just like, there you go, should have won again.
Yep.
33-26. Sorry, wrong game. Hang on, I'll find it. Should have known this before I got out here. It's just. Looking at that game yesterday, it's just you want to put your head through the screen. It's another one of those games where you're just like, it was almost dead even. 30-29 to 29-31. And the Browns had the ball longer.
And then, Andy, the timeouts.
I can't believe that.
Kevin.
They didn't turn the ball over. Like, there were little things they did in yesterday's game that they did right. How much fun was it to watch Quinshon Judkins yesterday?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was fun. There were little things he's in that good. Game yesterday where I felt like they were going in the right direction. And you just kind of, we just sit there and we wait for the bottom to fall out. That's who we are. I thought Judkins quote after the game about being at Ohio State where they walk in the stadium every game. They expect to win. I don't know. Does our team expect to win every game? During the pregame show yesterday, the guys in London made it sound like, man, they had a fresh attitude. Everybody was in a good mood. Everything was good. I kind of felt like they were going to upset them yesterday. And you know what? They should have upset them yesterday. Were they missing 3-4 offensive linemen? How do they lose? How do they lose again? How do they not get to 20 points again? It's the same broken record. It's frustrating. The only thing that was good was I had the rest of the day to myself after they lost. I think that's the way most people felt around town. Saw people working on their yards yesterday.
The timeouts late in the game, I thought Kevin hacked that up. I don't think that was a good call. They started calling timeouts when Minnesota reached the Browns 21 with 1 minute and 10 seconds to play. Minnesota still had one timeout left. So at that point, I understand the thought. I just disagree with it. Kevin's thinking, all right, they're getting the field goal, and this will allow me to have some time to come back and maybe put some points on the board. What I think they did was they allowed Minnesota to get a touchdown. All right, you concede the field goal, right? If you're at the 21-yard line and you make stops, then that's a 31, 38-yard field goal. So basically an extra point, and you have a good kicker and Will Reichard. So you got to figure you're going to get the field goal. By calling those timeouts, you allowed Minnesota with a beat-up offensive line to relax, get set, not use their last timeout, and they scored with 25 seconds left. I think that was a bad call by Kevin. If he had to do it over again, obviously it didn't work. He would do it differently because it didn't work. And all that did was gave Minnesota a chance to regroup, score a touchdown while you were conceding the field goal. That was bad. And they were really conservative with Dillon Gabriel all day in the play calling with the offense. So even if you conserve time, Andy, did you have confidence that he was going to be able to cut it loose and go?
No.
I didn't think so either.
When they got to midfield towards the end of the game, too, I was like, do you put Flacco in because he has a stronger arm? Although Gabriel did launch that one that they called timeout before. That was like 50 yards in the air. He got it to the end zone on that. There was a part.
And then they
like,
didn't throw another one down there. Yeah.
And then you tried to get out of bounds with 1 second to
Your
go.
Your wide receivers yesterday caught five balls. Two of them were after Minnesota came back and took the lead. So in the final 20 seconds, he had two 22-yard completions, one to Thrash and one to Isaiah Bond. So your wide receivers were a non-factor. Been saying for a number of years, the wide receiving talent on this team isn't good enough. Well, it's not. It's not.
It hasn't been for a while, Joe.
It's not Kevin's fault. Kevin doesn't bring in the players. It goes back to the Watson trade and the first-round picks and everything else, but other teams give up first-round picks and are able to put talent on their team. This team doesn't have enough offensive talent. It doesn't. Quinshon Judkins is the real deal.
Yes.
The offensive line that everybody's been shredding sure did a great job run blocking yesterday, didn't it? Dillon Gabriel didn't get sacked, did he?
No.
Didn't throw an interception, did he?
Nope.
Yet the Browns lose. 216-474-0092 is the number to join
he
us.
He would have if Minnesota didn't call timeout, though. That last ball was picked. The one that when Minnesota called timeout at the end of the game, it would have been picked. But it doesn't. I'm frustrated and numb, and that's kind of where I'm at this point. I'm just, where are you? That's what I want to know. Where are you?
216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. You're on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Up at 11 o'clock, Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram is going to join us. We'll talk to our buddy Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network coming up at noon. As the Browns lose another football game, they lose it with the offense putting up 17 or fewer points for the 10th straight game, and the defense collapsing when it had to play its best, and it didn't. And some bad coaching down the stretch with the use of timeouts. Why was it bad? Because it didn't work. And that's how coaches are determined. It didn't work. So should Kevin have called those timeouts? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. I wouldn't have.
Here's the issue I have with Kevin right now is how many times he's walked into a press conference and said, we've got to coach better. We've got to coach better. We've got to coach better. Well, they didn't coach better yesterday. Whether you want to say this on offense or say this on defense or
I think they did till the fourth quarter, Andy.
It doesn't matter. Like at the end of it, if it's a strike in the loss column, they didn't coach the whole game. You want to get on players for not playing the whole game. You want to be mad at the offense for only playing a partial game. Well, or the defense for only. Yeah, I mean the coaches didn't do it all the way through the end. And I normally don't sit here and dwell on coaches, but it was really, really, really hard not to go back and look at that last 4 minutes of the game yesterday and go, what happened and how did this happen? And if you're going to go up to the podium and say, we've got to coach better, then you probably need to explain how that was coaching better yesterday, because it wasn't.
I would say it's the whole fourth quarter. I'll be nice.
I'm just offense, pulling the last 4 minutes.
The offense got way too conservative in the fourth quarter. I mean, way too conservative. If Dylan Gabriel is good enough to go out and be your starting quarterback, then turn him loose. And dude's thrown a lot of passes in his life. You don't think he can throw
passes? That touchdown pass was awesome.
He made some nice plays. I don't think there's any question. And I just 17 points in 10 straight games or fewer is just not acceptable. Now, there are a lot of factors that go into it, but you got to do better than that. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Fred is in Cleveland. Fred, welcome.
Hey, it's a therapy Monday, right?
Yes, it is, my friend.
All right. I'm going to take the gloves off right now.
There they go. Ding, ding.
No more 92.3 The Fan. We are now calling you guys 92.3 The Excuses. All right? Tired of hearing excuses. That's all we hear when it comes to the Browns.
Wait, are you saying that everybody at the station is exactly the same? That's not true.
No, not everybody. Okay, no. I'm just dubbing the whole station as that because I'm with you, Andy. Last 4 minutes, trash. I'm with you, Jeff, on you got to play. Stefanski can't keep coming up saying him. If you heard just Junkins, he came with a mentality. This team lacks a culture. It lacks an identity. Your identity is as good as your coach. That's why we don't have one. The guy plays conservative. Go look at all the times we've had him, and he's pulled these same boneheaded moves where the guy goes dummy in the head in the fourth quarter. All right, this always happens. I'm tired of blaming it on the players all the time. Sure, players can catch, but sure, lines can block better. We all know that. But at the end of the day, if the coach isn't playing these guys to their strengths and he's playing a conservative with a mediocre, boring of a snooze playbook, do you think them guys are really motivated to go out there and win for this guy? No, they are not. And what's going to happen is, get ready. The writing's on the board. Stefanski's out of here. He's not going to make it to the new stadium. He's going to go down, and we're going to be talking about him later on down the line. Like, he went down with all of these other players, and look at the roster we got towards the end of the stretch. Burying them probably still will remain. If y'all give them credit for this draft class, then you can keep the front office guys. The guy that's going to fall under the gun is going to be Stefanski. And I want to say one more thing. Who would have ever thought that you could think, my grandfather got me to watch the Browns, man. He's been gone a long, long time. All right, he was born a long time ago. If he was to come back today and the Browns is still losing, that says a lot about this team, doesn't it? People have rooted for this team and have passed on for so long ago that if they came back today, the Browns are still losing. That says a lot about this team.
Fred, just love your grandfather. Don't blame him. Not his fault. It's not his fault. Jim, where are you calling from?
Brookstown.
Rootstown, home of the Rovers.
Yeah, home of the Rovers. Very good.
There
very
you go.
Good.
Home of Brian McClure, baby.
Yeah. I just an observation, because Jeff, you always say you like the coach. He's a good coach.
I think the guy can coach.
Okay.
But I don't think he did a good job yesterday. There's a difference between not coaching well in one game and being a good coach.
And I agree with you. So let's step back. I've been watching the Browns for, I'm 70, so I'd say almost 65, 66 years. I've been watching the Browns with my dad until he passed away. Got my kids on board, and boy, they're just as frustrated. My point is, you're only as good as your record. So what is Kevin Stefanski's record with the Browns?
41-48.
Does that tell me he's a good coach?
Do you think he's Bill Belichick?
I don't think Belichick was a great coach. I thought his quarterback carried him all the way.
For what it's worth, Jim, Kevin Stefanski's winning percentage in Cleveland is 46%, 41-48. Bill's was 45%.
Okay.
So take that. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it was all Tom Brady.
I like the caller before me. He was spot on. We're about tired of it. We're tired of excuses. You're tired of saying we got to get better. We got to get better. And some of these fouls that they're committing are coaching mistakes. They could coach that out of these boys. I mean, that's what they did to us when we went to school. I'll leave it open to comments. I just wanted to just say you're only as good as your record.
Jim, thank you. I'll also say you're only as good as your players. I'm sorry. Andrew Berry has left this team without a whole lot of skill position talent. Now, is that all his fault? I don't know. Was it his idea to trade for Watson and give up all the first round picks and depleting? It's what we know is this, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
That whole thing didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A better quarterback than the quarterback we ended up with left town. Was Deshaun Watson a better quarterback at the time? I thought so. You know, Houston Deshaun Watson was better than Baker Mayfield was here. But we haven't seen Houston Deshaun Watson.
Here, yeah, you're right, here.
We haven't seen that guy. And so that's not good. It hasn't worked, no question. And again, this is the type of stuff that gets people fired. Will it? I don't know. I think if not, I think it's telling. And I think I would get it. I mean, Kevin has minimal talent at wide receiver here. They're trying to win with a 40-year-old quarterback, a third-round pick, who's a smaller stature guy, and a fifth-round pick. Those are their quarterbacks. What's the best thing going on offense? Number 10.
Yeah.
And the offensive line can run block. That was clear.
Yesterday.
You don't think they can run block? There it is.
No, I mean, he made plays that Joe can't. That was the one thing I walked about yesterday. I mean, he was able to elude some stuff that Joe wasn't able to. And I'm okay with it.
His movement, mobility helped.
And I watched the game probably with 7 or 8 people. And I kept saying, does his height bother you?
Did you throw a party?
No, I went to one.
Did you cook?
No.
Oh.
So I went to, they did, man. The food was awesome.
Nice.
But.
Paula brought in goodies here.
Oh, I saw that. I hit some of that up before I walked out the door, too. Thank you, Paula.
Yeah, Paula.
But, you know, and I looked around the table and I'm like, hey, you know, and I did this. I waited till the third or fourth quarter because I wanted to hear what they would say. I go, does his height bother you? Did his height bother you during the game yesterday?
Didn't notice it very much in the game.
I didn't notice it either.
Yeah.
So that's like the big rip on him. And I'm like, I didn't really notice it at all until he went to go hug Carson Wentz at the end of the game or shake his hand. And everyone was like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
That was the only time that anyone said anything about his height yesterday.
All you need is a picture that we saw earlier of him looking up at Joe Flacco. You know, Joe's 6'6". Joe's a big guy. He sailed some throws yesterday. And we talked about that in the postgame show.
I think they were kind of to see another down, though.
Well,
there were a couple in the end zone.
I received a text yesterday from an offensive coach, longtime coach, who coached quarterbacks. And
yeah, but who was it?
I'm not going to tell you.
What was his name?
I'm not telling you.
Really?
Yeah.
And where's he from?
He's in, from Northeast Ohio.
Oh, a guy from here.
Yeah.
Oh, what's Joe?
State championship coach.
Oh.
And he said the way that the, he said the sailing of the throws.
Chico?
It's kind of a lefty thing. He said lefties drop their elbow and the hand goes kind of under the ball, making it sail. Which I thought, I've never heard such a thing, but you know a lot more about it than I do. I thought that was interesting.
You know, that stat you, the under 20 stat that you've been running, what are the 11 straight? Is that what you had?
10.
10 straight. It's 20 of the last 24 games. If you want to, you really have to go back to when Flacco was here before and he was throwing those 300-yard games. That's where you kind of have to go back to. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for any of us.
Ron's in East Cleveland. Hello, Ron. Welcome.
Ron, what's going on?
Shahai, what's happening?
Hey, Shahai.
Hey, hear me out, because I deserve this. I've been on hold for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, man, you know
you don't deserve anything. Neither do we, Ron.
I'm going to give you what, Ron. Can't do that again. That's a warning. We don't want to hear people moan about how long they've been on hold.
You got other things you can do. Go do it.
Yeah, go do it.
We're happy to have you join us, though. And we've only been here. We've only been here for 32 minutes, so don't give us the grief.
I've been on hold for 14 years on the show. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the airmailing of the ball means that he can't see.
No, that's not what it means, according to a guy who coaches quarterbacks, Ron. So go ahead. Right. Move along.
Well, okay, well, coach told you and you believe him. I know it.
I believe him more than I believe you, Ron.
I play quarterback. You don't believe me, do you?
Nope, not according to the coach.
Did you play quarterback?
Nope, that's why I listen to the coach.
Okay, now, that's another thing. Listen to the coach.
Wait, Ron, when did you play quarterback?
When?
Yeah, give me the years.
In 1984.
Were you
in
a lefty?
1984.
Were you a lefty?
No.
Well, then you don't know what his coach is talking about.
I'm okay, guys. Okay, I'm going to give you that. But that's the problem, though. Everybody blaming what are you guys afraid of hearing the truth?
Who's not saying the truth?
The truth is, look, I'm not going to let you win on this. The truth is, Stefanski got to go. That's the truth.
Well, it's your truth, and maybe it'll happen.
Have you been listening to the
show? Maybe that'll happen.
Like, anyone that was kind of pro Stefanski is probably leaning the other way right now. Do I blame Kevin? I don't blame Kevin. You can't tell me you don't blame the front office a little bit for the mess that we're in with the draft picks that were lost with the starting quarterback. I mean, that's not, Kevin didn't make that call, did he?
Who took over Andy Ross? Who took over him?
Who what?
That's fearless leader.
For Andy Ross.
Fearless leader.
What's his name?
That doesn't matter to you.
It's Keith.
It was the afternoon show producer. What's the difference? Who cares?
Wait a minute. It doesn't matter. I can't ask you a question.
No, we just gave you the answer. Point?
Hey, Jeff, those questions you asked last week to Kevin, man, the questions were bizarre. They were so.
To who?
To who?
I don't understand the questions you asked them.
Who'd I ask questions to?
What's his name? Kevin. You have him on every week. You ask him like 3 or 4 questions.
Scott
that didn't
Petrak?
Make sense. You need to retire, Jeff.
Yeah, okay, Ron.
You need
to go play quarterback somewhere. Oh, wait a minute. You did, and now you're calling us. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Scott Petrak will be with us at 11 o'clock.
A lot more in 84. I used to go to a lot of high school games where they didn't throw
a lot of options.
They just didn't throw
it. I'm mad as hell. Take it anymore.
Jeff, it's your fault.
Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Dylan Gabriel made his first NFL start yesterday. He was 19 of 33.
Right over his head. Go ahead.
What did I miss?
Everything. That's all right. Keep going. This is why we can't have nice things. Is that what you're going to say?
Can't have nice things.
Thank you. Did you miss what I said?
I didn't hear a word. I was worrying. I was worrying about content coming up. What I was going to say next.
This was content, Jeff.
What'd you say?
No, I just said, "Oh, look! Now the afternoon show is out live on YouTube."
Yeah,
I said all of your favorite stuff except for us.
Except for us.
Yes.
See, that was right on the money.
See, although I got to tell you, the clips that have been going out.
You and I suggested this in September of 2011
when we first went on the air.
You know, we should put this on TV. Yeah, no. Now everybody else says, can't wait till Volnick shows on. Jake's 22. What the hell?
Pharrell on the bench going to be on too? Is he coming back? We've got Pharrell.
Is there anybody better than Andy Baskin?
Actually, I think he is moving. I think he's going to another station.
Nice. Dylan Gabriel made his first NFL start yesterday.
Yes.
He was 19 of 33, 190 yards, 2 touchdowns. For the first time this season, a Browns quarterback did not throw an interception in a game, whether it was his fault or not. He was sacked twice, lost only 8 yards. I thought Dylan looked okay. I don't think the play calling seemed extremely conservative, and it seemed to keep him out of harm's way. I don't know if that was a good thing. You know, they scored on their second possession of the game. In the fourth quarter, I thought the play calling was bad, and the execution was bad. But I did think after watching Dylan yesterday, okay, I'd like to see more. I'd also like to see a little more aggressive approach from the play calling, but I'd also like to see better wide receivers. So can you be more aggressive throwing to wide receivers if you don't have wide
receivers? Yeah, I hate to compare it to another game I saw this. Well, I mean, except they won. When Ohio State played Texas, it was the same kind of like what Julian's saying, and they didn't use Bo Jackson that game. I was like, why don't they get the offense moving? Why don't they get the offense moving? And that's kind of how I felt yesterday, too, watching the Browns. I'm like, all right, well, let the offense get moving here a little
bit. You wanted to see if he could do more, didn't you?
Yeah,
I did, too.
And so if he throws a pick, he throws a pick. It's his first start. I mean, hey, look at me. I played my first NFL game, and I didn't have any interceptions. Oh, well, congratulations. Did you win? No. You didn't. Did you get your team over 20? No, you didn't. Although the defense did their best. The defense did. I mean, they gave you a couple turnovers. They're just frustrating. They're frustrating to watch.
Nate's in West Salem. Hello, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, so not to beat an old drum between Jeff and I, but for many years, I have called and questioned Kevin Stefanski as a head coach, and Jeff's retort is, I think he's a good head coach. So
I still feel that way, Nate.
I know you do. But every time we talk, then we go on to say, well, that play calling in the fourth quarter was, whoo, boy. And who's the play caller?
I thought the play calling in the fourth quarter was bad.
And so we're back to this. Okay, so we can no longer say we think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach.
I can say that because I did.
But I'm saying now it has to be, we know Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. We can no longer say we think. It's been too many years. He's past the Landry line as far as I'm concerned. And when you're on the other side of the Landry line, you got to be performing. And the Landry line is the Tom Landry line, where if anybody looks at Tom Landry's record, one of the best coaches ever in the history of the game, if you look at his record for
his first six years were atrocious.
Oh, my God. They were just like, how he kept that job down there is mind-boggling. So I always give coaches the Landry line. You know, if you can make it to the Landry line, that's great. But after that, well, it's time to go. And he's not there, man. And I don't think he's going to get there. And as I've said many times over the years, I think he's good enough to make us think he's good enough. But I don't think he's actually good enough to win these games in the final quarters, the final drives. He's the man that has to make it happen regardless of who we had. We had the lead. We needed to use the clock better. We had the lead against some other teams. We should be winning some of these games, and we're not. And I tell you what, you know who I like. It's the guy that took over for Hugh and took a team that was like 2-8 or whatever and turned that ship around and went in the other direction. I'm not going to say who. You know who. And
we love him. He's on the show a lot. We love Greg Williams, but he's not available right now. But I'll bet with a phone call he could be. Here's the thing.
When he wants to tap out because he's tired, he's going to go up in the stands and sell beer.
See? Now that's coaching right there. That's Greg. Yesterday was bad. It was bad. I don't think Kevin used his timeouts properly in the fourth quarter. I thought the play calling was too conservative in the fourth quarter. And the defense, I had another coach text me and said, I watched the final drive three times. And you can talk about timeouts. You can talk about conservative play calling. You can talk about all that. He said, you win that game because your defense is supposed to make a stop.
Mm-hmm.
And
or at least hold him to a field goal.
The former coach.
Just hold him to a field goal. And
the former coach said it's all on the D. You got to make a stop.
Was yesterday the yin or the yang to the Packers game?
We
should have won.
No, the Bengals game was the Packers game was the yin and the yang to the Bengals game.
All right.
So we've got a yang coming up apparently.
Oh, great.
Isn't that good news?
I'll take it. That means it's a win.
Josh is in Berea. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hello, gentlemen. First off, Jeff, you don't have to retire. That was egregious, all right? You keep doing your thing, all right? You're the guy that said Evan Mobley was going to be a beast. Everyone puts a respect on Jeff's name, okay? We'll let that slander slide.
It's got your back, Jeff.
Josh, I'd love to retire, but I haven't won the lottery. You'd love to retire, but you haven't won the lottery.
That's true.
Oh, I mean, hey, I lived in Florida and moved back to Cleveland. How do you think I feel? That's like reverse lottery.
Although the weather's pretty good.
it's just with this whole – I don't understand why people are upset with the Browns at this point. Like, kind of – like, wasn't the fix in? Like, guys, like, I understand we love this team. I love this team. But the fix was in. We knew this team wasn't going to be good. We knew we didn't have good skill position players. Hey, the rookies are looking great. All right. Hey, this is might be another Sashi Brown 2.0. Hey, your last draft's pretty good, and your guys are going to get a clean house, and we're going to get a new head coach in here and a new front office. And let's just hope they do a better job. But I'm not going to get frustrated over Kevin. I thought Kevin Stefanski was a bad coach time ago. Jeff, but hey, this is –
We're losing.
Josh, you're breaking up, man.
You're in a dead spot. You're driving up and down hills.
Go back about 15 seconds in your thought process and say it again.
I was just saying, I'm not going to get frustrated. The fix is in. I've always thought Kevin Stefanski is an overrated coach. And, you know, this is sports. If you stay on one side long enough, you'll see that you're right. A lot of people thought Baker was bad in this town. I stood on that hill and I said Baker was great. You just need to give them time and develop. Why can't we develop guys here? Why do we have to say that they're immature? And people are saying, oh, no, we have a Super Bowl-ready roster, and he's holding back the team and this brilliant, you know, play calling. And it's like now you see what's going on in Tampa, and it's like this is the case that you when you draft someone high, you stick with them. You don't just go, like Jeff said, sell the house for a quarterback that you're not sure is going to fit into your system, because what we did know, the Browns didn't do their due diligence on Deshaun Watson. We knew that Deshaun Watson in Houston, although he was great, there was a lot of catering to his, you know, attributes. Bill O'Brien had to pull a lot of things from Clemson. And what we do know about Kevin Stefanski is it's his highway. It's his way or the highway. Like, that's just it. Like, you got to fit to his coaching style. And we've never seen Stefanski really do that. And last year, he gave the play calling to Ken Dorsey because he didn't even want to try and do that stuff. So I'm not going to get upset. They are what they are. Hopefully we get good draft picks. Please, Jaguars lose tonight. And we'll see you guys in 2027, maybe? 2028?
Hey, Josh. All right, we'll see you. Hated the way you ended that call, Josh. Look.
I don't think it's Kevin's way or the highway. Do you think that?
No, I don't.
I think there's a lot of group thinking into everything they do. And I think sometimes when they call plays, they go based on what, you know, the UNIVAC says.
I just... The play calling in the fourth quarter, I thought, wasn't good. I mean, yesterday, to me... Yesterday, and I won't call it an aberration because we've seen the offense not score points for 10 straight games. So it's not an aberration. Decent NFL talent's going to score points. I don't think this team hasn't had good quarterback play since Jameis Winston put up 32 points or whatever it was against Denver. Jameis moved the ball downfield. He's not the answer. But you get what I'm saying. And the wide receiving talent isn't helping. The best thing this team has going for it on offense right now is Quinshon Judkins and an offensive line that had Jack Conklin back yesterday and did a nice job run blocking. You know, I don't want to throw the defense under the bus. What? How does a defense show it's great, Andy? You win games.
Even
games
if they just hold them to a field goal yesterday and they go to overtime,
it's a different story. Yeah. Instead, the defense let Carson Wentz, and I have a much higher opinion of Carson Wentz than most people, but you let Carson Wentz, who they weren't even sure was going to play in the second half, go 10 plays, 80 yards to win the football game. Well, that's not the idea. If you have a top-notch defense, you got to make a stop. Their offensive line was down 3 starters. Get after them. Put heat on them. Go. Instead, they seem to go, you know, the old prevent defense, which we know what a prevent defense prevents.
I just don't understand what I watched yesterday at the end of the game yesterday. They had that game in hand. It was in hand.
Kevin coached a conservative game and called a conservative game, Andy, and had it turned over to his defense at the end of the game to win it. And the defense couldn't do it. That said, 4 drives earlier in the fourth quarter by the offense producing 3 3 and outs, 1 first down, and 30 yards. To me, that put the defense in a spot where, okay, you got to stop them now, and they couldn't. If the offense had done anything on the first 4 possessions of the fourth quarter, they probably don't have enough time to do anything. Then you don't have Kevin trying to conserve timeouts and blah, and then using them all at the end to save some time. That was a disaster. That didn't work. It was a miserable showing by the football team when it had the opportunity to be a win. Scott Petrak covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. He joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.